Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th edition of Cannes Film Festival. Today I'm in company of Cornel Mondruzco, who's here to present Jupiter's Moon in competition. So, Cornel, how would you define the film? A superhero tale? A tale of redemption?
I think it's a movie about miracle. I think miracle, which is coming from the most unexpected way, toward to a lost soul, who is our main character, the doctor, and who is sacrificing himself because needs this miracle.
Why a refugee? Is it a way, as somebody pointed out, I read a review, to make a satire on anti-refugee paranoia?
Exactly. I mean, it's like, definitely, it's also very xenophobic times we live in, and lots of we're creating lots of fear surrounding a topic which we don't even understand and don't even do. But I mean, in Hungary, that's even more abstract. So there was a time in 2015 when refugees coming into the country, but now it's nobody there. But in Italy, there are a lot. And you face it. We don't face it. We just have the paranoia, and it's like something which is absurd, completely. And for me, that was really important to make an emotional ride in between the two characters, Arian and Stan, and just tell a very, very simple story that this guy who has lost his belief, he's completely cynical, he's kind of dead in soul. And how is warm it up and be able to love at the end of the movie?
His way of flying is more like a floating up in the air. So I was wondering why this choice is more like, because he's a sort of a real superhero, so you're not supposed to fly as the American blockbuster superhero, but in a very, in a more natural way.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we try to do the miracles as realistic as we can. Of course, it's more like levitation and not completely flying. And yes, he's definitely not American superhero. And but we are totally loaded. Also, the Bible is completely loaded with those images. But also later on, our icons and painters. And if you go in Italy, a church, and you're watching around, so many image of that is surrounding us, and of course it's inspired me.
Would you tell me more about that scene with the change of gravity? Because we were going crazy with my colleagues. We wanted to know how you shot that.
I mean, that was a room which was motorized, and then it's then it's completely spinning, and we go into that room with two techno crane. And one is for the camera and one is for Arian and the rope, and they're moving together while the room is spinning. But every prop, every single feather was real. So I mean, it's also completely realistic and not make it a 3D model in CG and a green box.
I particularly liked another scene, the one with the cheating cars.
Yeah.
And the way you put the camera on the other car to chase the other one, it was very powerful.
Yeah.
What did you decide for that particular shot?
For us, it was really important to find another kind of car chase scene where we don't use cuts, just like in one run. And also it's because of reality. So this is how is the car chase in reality, and not make so many cuts in it. So some of the articles said that I really would like to do Fast and Furious after this movie, and I have to message that I doesn't want to, because I doesn't want it to make a car chase scene with dreamy cuts.
What do you think? Do you consider him also as an angel? What do you think that the people consider him like that? Some people, when they see him,
it's absolutely okay with me. I mean, I see him as an angel. Yeah, it's a transcendental and an irrational something, which is also for me is difficult to talking about. I think the phenomenon itself ever questions for you who you are, who he is, who he is exactly for you. And if I do answers inside the movie, then it's just something which is make grounded that question, and I really doesn't want it to. So in the Bible there are no answers that yes, he is prophet Iles who is coming from the kryptonite, you know, like Superman. That's something else. That's something else.
What can be the solution for us, for Europeans, considering that in your films and in reality there's so much cynicism in that there really, as we spoke about anti-refugee paranoia, but there are so many problems in this moment. What do you think can be a solution?
Our solution is also just questioning the same questions again, and I think it's kind of a hope as well, because we can seriously ask again, what does that mean for us to be European? What does that exactly mean for us to be human, be moral? I mean, what does that mean to us to be Christian as well? Because most of the time I just feel that some kind of right-wing ideologies use Christianity for not helping, you know, and also, I mean, it's not the religion which I read in the Bible that please help if someone needs it, and yeah, I mean,
it's someone really read the Bible or what Jesus Christ said, actually, instead of
actually Pope Francis, yeah, Francesco, yeah, he's quite radical on this topic, and I really like it. I really like it. His braveness on this topic. It's straight, and it also makes me hopeful somehow, because it's. This is. I believe in God, but I don't really believe in church. And when I have a pope like this, I slowly like, maybe the church is not a bad idea.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And good luck with the film. Thank you, Cornel Mundrusco, for being here with us and talking about Jupiter's Moon in competition at the 70th Cannes Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.